For decades, Bob Ryan of the Boston Globe has kept a close eye on the Celtics. Over the weekend, Ryan headed to the opposite end of the state to check in on a local rivalry. Friday night, the bleachers of the Chandler Athletic Center were full at Williams College, as a Western Massachusetts tradition continued.
Well, the close to rivalry game, I'm well aware of the rivalry. This is the 235th meeting, and I know I'm looking at two top 10 teams.
That's Bob Ryan, the sports writer and former Boston Globe columnist, who's covered some of the biggest moments over the past 40 years. He was in Williamstown to watch the Williams College Eaves take on the Amherst College Mammoths. The schools have been rivals in just about everything for nearly two centuries. In hoops, the two New England small college athletic conference teams compete at the Division III level. Williams came in 19-3, Amherst 18-3.
And I'm trying to compare them in my mind to another team I saw this week. I saw MIT play, and they're ranked number 6. And I think that there's very little to choose among those three teams in terms of the quality of the competition.
Ryan said that the kind of ball he saw at Chandler that night avoided what he perceives as a modern pitfall of the game.
We're in a world of three-point mania, and it's distorted the game immensely. And I was pleased to see that there was an awful, it wasn't a total emphasis on chucking up threes the way I'm seeing so many games on many levels, including Division III being played. But this game was an old-fashioned game. People wanted to get it inside first. A lot of people went to the basket. And a three was involved, but it was incidental. It wasn't the focal point of the game, and it has become the focal point of the game on many levels.
Amherst won 84-79, its 104th win in the rivalry series. Williams leads with 121. Ryan praised guard Bobby Casey, who scored 29 points and added 6 assists for the Eaves.
Obviously, I love Casey. He's got a big heart and he's got scrap. And certainly is a good, if you want to call him a point guard, whatever, he's the leader, the floor leader. There's no question about it. They have a variety of big men that can do stuff, but some of those shots didn't fall tonight. I'd really have to see the team another time to make a more definitive judgment. But clearly the ranking was warranted. And it's a disappointing loss, no question. But I got to give Amherst credit for seizing control on the road. And they have beaten them twice now. You got to give Amherst credit for this.
Turning to the Celtics, who had high expectations and are now in fourth place in the Eastern Conference, Ryan says their defense has proven to be anemic far too often.
I think they've been too casual about their approach many times this year. They know they're good, but they're not as good as they think they are, these young guys.
Ryan retired from the Globe in 2012. He's currently in season 5 of his new show, Bob Ryan's Boston Podcast. Reporting from the WAMC News Berkshire Bureau at the Beacon Cinema, I'm Josh Landis.